Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 6, Making a Bad Joke. Scenario, quote, I connect with my students by making them laugh, and they usually appreciate my sense of humor. During a lesson on Canada's Food Guide, we started discussing different food choices. Some students mentioned that their families don't eat certain foods for religious reasons. Wanting to keep the mood light, I joked, I don't think I could ever give up bacon. I'd probably change my religion before I gave that up. It was a harmless joke. However, the next day, my principal spoke with me about a concern raised by a family who found my comment offensive and dismissive of their beliefs. I was shocked. I never meant to insult anyone. I just thought I was being funny. End quote. Address it. Apologize to your class and acknowledge that it was inappropriate to joke about religion. Foster environments where all students feel safe, heard, respected, and empowered to share their feelings, thoughts, and lived experiences in ways that do not expose them to harm. Build awareness. OCTs are expected to adhere to the standards of practice for the teaching profession, which includes a commitment to ongoing professional learning. This commitment, quote, is integral to effective practice and to student learning, end quote, end note 12. As an OCT, there are resources available to help expand your knowledge on how to foster an inclusive learning environment. Visit the Find an AQ section of our website at oct.ca. Know your role. As an OCT, you are expected to adhere to culturally responsive and relevant pedagogy, hereinafter CRRP, by taking an inclusive approach to teaching and learning. Quote, in an inclusive education system, students must see themselves reflected in the curriculum, their physical surroundings, and the broader environment so that they can feel engaged in and empowered by their learning experiences. Students need to experience teaching and learning that reflect their needs and who they are. To ensure that this happens, educators in Ontario schools embrace CRRP, which recognizes that all students learn in ways that are connected to background, language, family structure, and social or cultural identity. End quote. End note 13.